Some new video out today. As you say, the rial, the Iranian currency, has fallen 40% in 1 week. Let's show this video that we're talking about. This is from Tehran's Grand Bazaar. These are merchants in that bazaar saying, shut down your shops. They are angry because their currency has fluctuated so much, it's incredibly difficult to do business. Imagine buying inventory at one price level, and then what do you do a week later when the change is so dramatic? We believe that riot police went in, stopped this protest. There are some photos out there. We're trying to authenticate them, and at the same time have shut down long-tolerated but illegal money traders on the black market. We cannot show you a chart of the Iranian currency because the charts we have reflect the official rate, which is malarkey. Let's show you a full screen, though, of what has happened to the price of the Iranian currency over the last year. In January, $1 cost you 10,000 rials. 1 week ago, a dollar cost you 24,000 rials. Yesterday, so 1 week later, 35,500 rials. Dramatic, dramatic change. This obviously causes a lot of tension and problems within a country. Why is this happening? Because of sanctions. Mm-hmm. They cannot sell oil, A. They can't bring in dollars. So the supply of dollars in the country has dropped dramatically. Additionally, because of the sanctions, they can't import goods. So imported goods not only are in short supply, the money to buy them with is also problematic. So you got a double whammy on the price. So they're suffering inflation. And then if you really want to do something dumb, you do something like Ahmadinejad did yesterday. He went on national television and begged people not to exchange the currency. Mm-hmm. What does any average central banker know? When you go on television and beg people to have confidence in the currency, what does it mean? That they have no confidence in the currency. Absolutely. At the end of the day,